Hey everyone, I'm Macy, and this is the very first ever episode of the Countertop Podcast. Now, I've been really excited for the past few months about doing this podcast. Pretty much ever since I started the Countertop, it's kind of been an idea in the back of my mind to go ahead and start a podcast here on the Countertop, because there haven't really been any VeggieTales fan podcasts that I've known of. So it's been an idea of mine to just start my own and see what I could do. So for the past few months, I've been trying to think, okay, what kind of things could we do on this podcast? Could we maybe have guests, maybe do some reviews, have people on and talk about different things? It's kind of been stuck in the idea stage for quite a while. The idea slash planning slash trying to figure out what you want to do stage for the past few months. And this week there were a lot of VeggieTales related news things and stuff like that that I needed to catch you guys up on. Usually I just do a blog post and just do something really long, but today I figured I might as well go ahead and take this chance to maybe try doing a podcast. So here it is. I don't know what kind of regularity this thing is going to have. I don't know how often we're going to do it, at least once a month at this point. So I guess that's that, and let's get to the first news item. The first thing that I'd like to talk about is a new video that you may have seen on YouTube that was made by VeggieTales. It's a little short called Leap Year.
Hey Larry, can you explain to me what a leap year is?
Sure. In the spring, trees grow new leaves and then lose them in the fall. The time between spring and fall is a leap year.
What it is Larry and Junior explaining to kids what a leap year is. It's really cute and it's funny and I like it. And I don't know if it's going to be on Robin Good and His Not So Merry Men DVD, which we'll be talking about later. I don't know if they're going to be producing more of these kind of scientific type shorts in the future. They might. I kind of hope they do, because this one was really, like I said, it was really cute and I really enjoyed it. The next thing that we have to talk about here on my list is a brand new silly song called Bubble Wrap.
Another lonely day in a crowded town, making our way the best we know how.
This new select song features the boys in the sink as well as Khalil, or as they call him in the video, K-Lil. And basically, it's a song about bubble wrap. The idea for this song came from, well, if you remember last summer, VeggieTales on their Facebook page did a contest where you could send in an idea for a silly song, and bubble wrap was the winning idea. So congrats to whoever sent that one in. Bubble wrap is featured on the brand new silly song DVD that just came out called If I Sang a Silly Song, which I have not seen yet, but I am hoping to be able to get at some point soon so I can see it. Basically, it's a countdown of the top 10 silly songs as voted by the fans from the first 10 years of VeggieTales and the top 10 silly songs from the second year of VeggieTales. So, it sounds pretty cool. Apparently, it features Larry the Cucumber hosting a silly song telethon or something like that. As I said, I haven't seen it, but from what I hear, it's pretty good and you should go check it out. Anyway, back to bubble wrap. I really liked this song. I know a few people didn't. My main problem with it, well, it's not really a problem, just kind of a nitpicky thing. My main problem with it was the new costumes. I guess I liked Larry's and Jimmy's and Junior's well enough, but Mr. Luntz was just kind of weird to me. It didn't really seem to fit him at all, but I don't know. Maybe it'll grow on me over time. We'll see. One thing I really did like about this song, though, was just kind of the way it felt overall, it just kind of had this feeling of like, it reminded me, obviously, of the Billy Button song. It kind of had that same feel going for it. A very music video-ish feel. So that was good. It has some really good lyrics, really funny stuff in there. I liked that Khalil was in it. That was pretty cool. He tends to make appearances in Boys in the Sink silly songs. One thing that I kind of didn't like was that the transitioning between like the singing parts and the rapping parts kind of felt awkward, at least to me. I don't know, that might just be me. I don't know if other people thought that, but it just felt kind of strange to me. A second ago, I was talking about the boys' new costumes. To me, all the new costumes, giving them the nickname BITS, it kind of felt like a forced attempt to be cool. I personally am not sure if that's a good thing. It feels like they're trying to be with the times, and they're doing these pop-sounding songs, and they've changed the silly songs pop music and stuff. It doesn't feel like the old VeggieTales. I mean, they should try to stay relevant, but I don't think that trying to make things cooler is necessarily the way to do that. I don't know. And a lot of older fans aren't really being very receptive to that. I mean, I personally don't have that much of a problem with it, but it does kind of bug me. I don't know. If you look at the old videos, Dave and the Giant Pickle, Rack Shack and Benny, all those videos that were made in like the 90s, they may look old, but the message is still very much relevant. If you guys have anything to add to that, or if you agree with me or you disagree, you can leave a comment on the blog page, or you can send us an email at thecountertop@gmail.com. I do really, really like that they're calling it a silly song instead of what they've been doing lately, like calling it something else, like pop songs with the boys in the sink. So that's pretty exciting. They're going back to what they used to do, and I know definitely what the fans have wanted them to do, so that's really cool. Before I go, I just want to remind you guys that Robin Good is going to be released in about a month on, I believe it's March 3rd. Keep an eye out for that. You can go to veggietales.com/store and pre-order your copy, which I'm going to be doing very soon. We have a new survey out that we'd like you to take to help us just keep getting feedback from you guys so we know what you like about the blog and what you don't like. So there's a link to that survey on the right side of the blog. You'll see it. I think it says something like, take our survey. Just go ahead and answer all the questions, and if you have any suggestions for us, you can also send them through that. So yeah, I think that's it for today. Thank you for listening to the very first episode of the Countertop Podcast. If you have any comments or questions for us, please send us an email, thecountertop@gmail.com, or you can leave us a comment on the blog, and hopefully we will see you next time. Thanks so much for listening.